So in today's show, we're going to discuss how to stay connected to the mission. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Boardman. And if you are coming through, please let me know. Say hi in the comments. Let me know where you're coming from. Let me know how your week's going. Let me know how life is. Interact. Be part of the community. So listen, before we get started on here, guys, there's a link down here or on the page that if you are wanting to come and work with me in May on the next 28-day challenge, you want to get on the early bird, you want to save yourself £100, get invited to a private coaching session with me as a group. How am I going to get over here? And get an extra week on a course. You want to be on the priority list. Okay, list is on the post somewhere. So listen, I want to talk about staying connected to the mission as I tackle my way through the sea. Shit. Jesse, get down here. It's really important to stay connected to the mission. I talk a lot about the mission. But it's pointless having a mission if you're not connected to the mission. So I want to give you a scenario. I want you to think about when you go shopping. When you go food shopping. So when you go food shopping, right? When you don't take a list, you end up getting to the shop and you end up trying to visualize everything that you've got in the kitchen. You're going through all your cupboards. Oh, do I need this? Do I need that? I can't quite remember what I want. And the problem is that we can't remember everything. We can't retain all of that information. So that's why we write a list. We write a fucking shopping list. And we write that shopping list as a constant reminder to what we need. So as we're walking up and down the aisles, we go, yep, oh, I need that. Great. Constantly connect. Look, connecting to the list, connecting to what's on the shelves. It's the most efficient way to be able to remember what you need. So when we think about our mission and our life, if we just try to go through life consistently trying to remember what we're trying to achieve or what the mission is, what's the problem with that? Well, there are large amounts of distractions all around us. There is large amounts of chaos going on in our lives. There are things happening in our relationships. There are things happening in our everyday working life. There are things happening in our head. We're having good days. We're having bad days.
Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
And what ends up happening is that you end up going through life, or through the days and the weeks, and you slowly become disconnected from the mission because you're trying to constantly remember. And you're just not connecting with it because you haven't got your shopping list. You're not connecting with it. So like when you go shopping and you don't have a list, you just forget. You're just trying to figure out, you're trying to remember. But because you've been so distracted from leaving home to get into the shops, it's all just gone. Oh, fuck, what did I need? That's why you have your list. So the list in our life is how we connect to the mission. How we consistently remind ourselves what that mission is. Because when we don't connect to it, we disconnect. And when we disconnect to a mission, that's when all you start saying to yourself, the old habits are creeping back. Oh, I really needed to hear that. Oh, I'm starting to slip. Or I've lost my fucking mojo. Or some other horseshit excuse that I fucking hear all the time. So staying connected to the mission is about looking at your shopping list. So your shopping list is things like your morning routine, your transitional routine, your journaling, your review and reflection, your weekly planning, your midweek key accountability to see how you're doing on your weekly plan. All of these things connect you to your mission. Because everything that you are doing, all of your time and your energy, all of the actions that you are taking are all in line with the path that is on your mission. So when you do your morning routine, you do a reflection period. You think about where you're heading in your journey, where you're at in terms of the mission. When you're doing your transitional routine, you review and reflect your day and where your time has been spent and what you're trying to achieve. You're looking at your 90-day plans, your weekly plans, your daily plans. Did you connect with them? Connecting all of the dots together. So your shopping list is having all of those rituals, all of those tools that ensure that you stay connected to the mission. When you don't have the shopping list, when you don't have the rituals, when you make up the bullshit excuses, when you press snooze, when you work to 10 o'clock at night, when you make the excuses not to work out, when you don't do your meditation, when you don't open your journal and you say you don't have time, of course you're fucking in a shit place and in a shit state of mind. You're not fucking connected to anything. You're firefighting life over and over again, and you fucking question why you're not in a good place. Having a mission is fucking great. Remembering the mission is fucking great. But connecting to it passionately, with desire and fucking drive to change the way that you live your life, is what sets you apart from the man to the left and right of you. You can wallow in your own fucking shit, which, by the way, does my head in. But you can step up and fucking keep doing the small things that make the big differences. Guys, I don't care if you don't fucking like the way that I'm saying it. It's just fucking straight talking. Because at some point, you're going to look in the fucking mirror and go, I should have done more. I should have shown up. Yeah, it's just excuse. I'm just getting by. This fucking victim mentality that overwhelms you, it's preventing you from connecting you to your mission. Start showing the fuck up with the little things. Start connecting to the mission. Great, you've got some fucking aspirations. Do something about it. Stop being a dick. You either want it or you don't want it. If you don't want it, then fucking go and wallow in your shit. If you want it, connect to the mission. And that type of passion that I show towards you wanting to be better is the type of passion you should be showing yourself. I shouldn't give more of a fuck about you than you do about yourself. So connect to your mission. Get your shopping list sorted out. Square your shit away. And fucking step the fuck up.